broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
No, I didn't have any conversations, nor did anyone on our staff. I don't know about the NRCC.
Well, I think everyone was shocked by the numbers.
But what about in the Mad Men days? Well, this was pre-Mad Men.
That was a little...
No, but it used to be acceptable.
Well, I think everyone was shocked.
Was he dressed as a male?
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show where truth is our bitch. This is the only reality talk show in America. In other words, I don't know what's true or what ain't, but man, this is real. Through the looking glass of talk radio, we go each and every night here from whenever till 1 o'clock on the West and 4 a.m. on the East, and we welcome you along, and you can join us online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. That is our website, and what we do over there is we show you a live streaming video of our show each and every evening, so you can watch it. You can also listen to us online at philhendryshow.com. You can listen to the live streaming audio of the show as well. Now, let me start out a lot of things tonight to discuss. One of them, Ford. Although Ford was not a recipient of any TARP or stimulus money, Ford posting a $1 billion profit. That's important. Michelle Bachmann is threatening, you know, this congresswoman from Minnesota, she's threatening to lead a whole bunch of people into Washington to protest the health care.
What's she going to do?
She's invited a lot of people. Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard with us. She's invited a whole bunch of people to go to Washington so they can protest this health care bill, and that could turn bloody. I'm kidding. No, it won't.
Are you serious?
Not going to turn bloody. It won't turn bloody. I'm being facetious. I'm being a little bit over the top. But the first thing we want to talk about tonight, I thought was quite shocking, and you don't hear this too often. In fact, I don't think in the history of my life, man, as Rocky Balboa once said, I don't think I've ever heard of this, ever. And I've been in talk radio since 1990, so this is going on 20 years for me. The director of Planned Parenthood has left because this individual saw an ultrasound of an abortion and decided that no way, no way, no way, baby, I don't want nothing to do with that. We're going to have Doug Danger on, who is a reporter for the Orange County Courier, to talk about this. Planned Parenthood has been a part of Abby Johnson's life for 8 years. That's until last month when she resigned. She was the director of Planned Parenthood. She said she realized she wanted to leave after watching an ultrasound of an abortion procedure. She handed in her resignation on October the 6th. Johnson worked as the Bryan Planned Parenthood director for 2 years, wherever that is. I guess that's some state, and maybe my producer will tell me that before the hour is out. So here is Abby Johnson talking to KBTX, wherever that is, about her change of heart on abortions.
Just thought, I can't do this anymore. And it was just like a flash that hit me. And I thought, that's it. I feel so pure in heart. I don't have this guilt. I don't have this burden on me anymore. And that's how I know that this conversion was a spiritual conversion.
Dig that. So that was in Texas. That's Abby Johnson. And we're still researching what city. I don't know why it takes this long. We're trying to research. We'll have to go back into our archive files and go online. What city is this, bud?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's Texas. Let's get on Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier to talk about the director of a Planned Parenthood Center, Doug, deciding that she has had enough of abortions. Bryan, Texas. Where's Bryan, Texas? We'll find out. Don't worry. Is it near Dallas? Is it near Houston? Is it near San Antonio? Is it in the Panhandle? Is it in some place where no one cares where it is? Is this really, you know...
Well, I can tell you right now, Phil, I think Bryan, Texas is somewhere outside of Houston, Texas, but I'm not exactly sure where. I don't want to incur your wrath, but my memory seems to serve.
Well, we're gonna find out here. But Doug, do you know who this Abby Johnson is?
I've been following the Abby Johnson story for quite some time, and I just found out now. Where did you stay, Snooki? It's down near Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Okay. So you've been following this story?
I've been following the Abby Johnson story for a long time. Abby is she came to Planned Parenthood. A lot of people thought that she was one of these do-gooders or somebody who's late to the fair. I can tell you something right now. I don't think the story is true. There's something wrong. with the story. It's not that I don't think it's true. I don't think that it is. It's not echoing. It's not resonating as a truthful story to me. And I'm going to do a little bit more research, but I can tell you right now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and the reason why I bring up the fact that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist is because of the fact that I came out of the closet 3.5 months ago, and it's been a long road since I came out. I found exactly just how prejudiced people can be, how discriminatory people can be, and I also learned when people are telling the truth and when people are trying to pass off, a line of fluff as truth. I think this is, in fact, I would be willing to say, Phil, I know that there's something more to this story. That nobody goes from being pro-choice to pro-life. It doesn't happen. It usually happens the other way around. You go from pro-life to being pro-choice. And the reason for that is, after all of the, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I look at this with an attitude, I think, that's more honest and more discriminating and with a clearer eye. You go from being pro-life to pro-choice because you are tired of not living in the real world. The real world is there are unwanted pregnancies. The real world is there are babies that are born that people can't raise. The real world is that, you know, people have to take care of that part of their family that's living. And people who are pro-life will generally see that reality and they will move over to pro-choice.
Well, you've just said that you don't think anybody has ever gone from being pro-choice to pro-life. Why?
I think I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I think I just explained that. Because I'm gay and because I have, the sense that these people are, whoever is influencing this woman, I don't know what they've got on her. I hope she's okay. I think there is something nefarious going on. I'm worried for her. I'm worried for her family.
You're worried for Abby Johnson of the Bryan, Texas Planned Parenthood Clinic. Why? Because you're...
I don't think this is an honest decision that she arrived at. Nobody goes from being pro-choice to pro-life without someone having something on you.
Yeah, but why do you say that? Why...
Look, I told you that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And the reason I bring that up is after coming out of the closet about a month or so ago, a month and a half ago, and looking at how the world really works. But I was in a closet, I could see where, other people might be discriminated against, and I didn't really take any notice of it because I was still in the closet. But when I came out, I was the recipient of that discrimination. I saw the reality of people's feelings. I saw the reality of people's hearts. I think that this woman is being pressured by some pro-life group, whether they've paid her.
No, but Doug, that's not answering my question. I mean, when you say that she's being pressured, let's just go ahead and say that the woman has decided to be pro-life. But you said that no one ever goes from pro-choice to pro-life.
Nobody ever goes from pro-choice to pro-life.
Why?
If you think about it, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Maybe these things come to me a little bit more easily than they do to other people. But I'm gay, and I can tell you that doesn't make any sense. To go from pro-life to pro-choice. There's a go from pro-choice to pro-life. It doesn't make any sense to go from being a supporter of women's rights to suddenly wanting to put the dog collar back on women, see? And
so, well, I mean, if you're saying putting the dog collar back on women, there may be somebody who would disagree with you.
Well, I don't know. Who's going to disagree with me? Any women going to disagree with me? No women are going to disagree with me. I mean, they know what I'm talking about when I say, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And when I talk from a point of view of someone who's been discriminated against quite actively, quite vociferously, and in a lot of different ways, still in ways that I can't even describe. I mean, just these. I thought I heard some music there for a second.
Bud, what's going on? Put the music up. Go ahead.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and so therefore. What I'm telling you, I think what you need to do is just take it for what it is. I don't want to argue with you about it.
No, I'm not. I don't want to argue with you either. But you made a very broad statement there. You know.
Well, you see, you sound, if I may say this, Phil, you sound a little nervous, and I think you sound nervous because you know you're on shaky ground. You're arguing human rights with a gay man and a gay journalist, and I've already explained myself enough. I don't.
Well, Doug, I'm sorry that you know you have to explain, but this is my show. I'm doing a talk show.
Are you gonna pull rank, huh?
I'm not. No. I'm not pulling rank. When you say nobody ever goes from pro-choice to pro-life, no one ever goes from that point of view to that point of view. Here's a woman here, this Abby Johnson, the director of Planned Parenthood in Texas, who decided after seeing this ultrasound that she did not want to be a part of this any longer. Let me play the audio again.
I already heard the audio, Phil.
But for the listeners, for my listeners who didn't hear it.
Your listeners don't need to hear it. I'm telling you, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I think I've given you the perspective of somebody who has suffered discrimination. Women have suffered discrimination. So no woman's going to go pro-choice to pro-life unless she's being pressured to do that. And you're getting that straight from a gay man and a gay journalist.
I still need to play this for my listeners who may have missed it so they can hear this woman's point of view and hear what it is that she's talking about.
Just thought, I can't do this anymore. And it was just love that hit me. And I thought, that's it. I feel so pure in heart. I don't have this guilt.
Yeah.
I don't have this burden
full of it
on me anymore. And that's how I know that this conversion was a spiritual conversion.
Oh, okay. Now, why do you say she's full of it?
You can hear the hesitating. I feel so pure. I feel so... That woman was never pro-choice. She was either always pro-life, which means basically her husband was pro-life, or she has been pressured or paid or otherwise there is, some kind of external ulterior pressure I don't want to comment on. The old saying, they say somebody got pictures of somebody. I don't know. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm telling you, you know as well as I do,
You still haven't explained this question, the comment, nobody goes from pro-choice to pro-life.
No one goes from supporting human rights to putting the dog collar back on. Okay, that's number one. Number two, there are no pro-life women, and I alluded to it just a moment ago, there's no pro-life women. There are pro-life husbands that the women then have to follow. So, you know...
All right, in other words, there's something fishy going on.
Absolutely, there's something fishy going on. I don't, for the life of me, understand. I don't understand this story. I can tell you this much, though. There's something wrong with it. She's not being honest. I don't believe that she was originally pro-choice, which means she was always pro-life, and she decided to do this because, her husband set her up.
Well, are you saying that there was a pro-life husband who said, go ahead and apply for the Planned Parenthood job, and then at the right time, come out pro-life?
Absolutely. Either her husband or the planning committee that he works with and the pro-life organization that he's in. Or the other thing that I'm having is that she's being pressured, as I said, or she's being blackmailed, or she's being threatened, and therefore she's had to go make a statement like this. But you could hear that phony, excuse me, but I don't mean to say this, but you could hear the phony way she was talking. You know, I feel so pure. It just sounded phony baloney.
877-876, phony baloney.
I'm trying not to use, vulgar language here. To me, the woman sounds mendacious, okay? There's a 25-cent word there.
She's a liar.
Either she's a liar or she's being blackmailed, yeah.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger is with us as we talk about a story that is from Texas, Bryan, Texas. And the story is about Planned Parenthood and the director there who, after 8 years, has decided that she is a pro-lifer. She's not a pro-choicer. She's not in favor of women having unlimited access to abortions. And she handed in her resignation on October the 6th, and the story is just now making national news. Her name is Abby Johnson. We'll be back with Doug Danger, whose feeling is that this woman's not being honest. There is somebody either pressuring her or she has a, quote, husband who's a pro-lifer who's telling her what to do. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. We'll be back in just a moment.
Phil Henry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
thought, I can't do this anymore. And it was just like a flash that hit me. And I thought, that's it. I feel so pure in heart. I don't have this guilt. I don't have this burden on me anymore. And that's how I know that
Hold on, Doug.
This conversion was a spiritual conversion.
That is the voice of Abby Johnson, the former director of Planned Parenthood in Bryan, Texas, near Austin, Texas, who, as I said, this is a first for me, Doug, in communication, maybe for you as a newsman, a woman saying that she's pro-life after being pro-choice. And we do have Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier on the line with us, a writer, and you've flatly said you don't believe her. That you think, you know, that maybe she's lying?
Well, no, I don't believe her. And again, I have to come from my perspective as a gay man, as a gay journalist. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have I guess you could say a lot of gay men will tell you, we've got a little bit more of an inside track on the truth because, you know, after a while you see so many people playing a fake role in life. No, I don't buy it at all. I think either she has been threatened by a local pro-life group, or she's got her husband has finally, basically, you know, given her the signal to go ahead and go to Plan B,
This was planned all along.
Planned all along by her husband and his pro-life friend.
Why do you keep saying the husband? Hey, you know what? Let me take a phone call here.
You know, Phil, there are no pro-life women, just pro-life husbands who browbeat their wives into being pro-life.
Pretty broad brush statements.
Look, I'm a gay man.
I know your credentials as a writer. I understand that. I just think they're very, very broad statements. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Cindy in Anchorage, Alaska. Cindy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Good evening.
Well, good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to comment about your journalist commenter that I believe that his statements are completely not... They're ill-advised because I'm a woman who got married late in life. I've only been married 5 years, and I have been able to all of my life have my own opinions and have my own opinions on pro-life versus pro-choice. I've been pro-life my whole entire life, and it, to me it seems perfectly logical.
You got married late in life, right? You got married late in life, so that means that you didn't have any children, right?
I do have a child, yes.
Oh, okay. You do have a child... But you were old when you had the child? Is that...
No, I had a child when I had a child when I was not married, when I was actually in a position of deciding on abortion versus not abortion. And I have a child because I believe in life.
Right. And what about your father?
My father...
Well, look,
What does my father... What's that?
Now, what has that got to do...
Did you have a good relationship with your father? You didn't touch
I have a very... Yes,
Doug, that's highly personal... Hold on for... I'm sorry, Cindy, but Doug...
I want to know, sorry, Phil, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and what I try to do is get right to the heart of what her position is. If she's pro-life, I'm thinking maybe she was abused as a child, and so she wants a child to love and make that child not be abused, you know.
Okay,
I have never been abused as a child. I love my father very much. In fact, I'm going home to visit him tomorrow because he's having his kidney removed for cancer. And I have been pro-life because I believe that life is sacred. And I do not need anybody, including my father or my husband, to tell me my point of view.
Why did you have a baby without a husband?
I want to hear what the lady has to say. You're asking her a lot of questions, and she has a point of view here.
No, I think I'm getting the point of view. Am I interrupting you, Cindy? If I am, forgive me. But I'm trying to get your point of view about what man in your life might have had influence on you for you to be pro-life.
Why do you stick to this point of view?
I just believe that there's a man. Any woman that's pro-life, there's a straight man standing there, almost like in the cartoons with a big hammer, you know.
Well, this lady has said that's not the case with her life.
Yeah, that's absolutely not the case with my life. I decided for myself when I was pregnant what I would do with that child with nobody else making that decision for me. And I'm perfectly happy that I had that baby. And as a matter of fact, if anybody has ever seen an ultrasound of a very early pregnancy and sees the heart beating and sees the life in that child, from birth to from conception until old age, we grow and develop.
Right.
Life starts from the very beginning, and fetuses are life.
Well,
That's my opinion.
I have seen an ultrasound, and I've it hasn't impressed me that much, you know.
Mm-hmm. You've seen an ultrasound, and it hasn't impressed you.
Not really, no.
All right, we'll take a break. Thank you very much, Cindy, for your call. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Thank you.
Phil Henry. It's the Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show, here with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier as we talk about this story in Bryan, Texas, a woman who has been the director of Planned Parenthood, now saying she's pro-life. You say it's impossible, Doug.
Absolutely it's impossible. It's impossible for anybody to go in faith, to be in faith. Like, the last lady I talked to says she's always been pro-life. Okay, whatever her problem is.
You're saying she's got a problem. It's a political point of view.
I happen to think it's a problem if you're pro-life. But that's okay. I understand. What I'm saying is this. Nobody goes from being pro-choice to pro-life unless there is a very serious threat to their reputation. I don't know if this woman had some photographs. I don't know what it is. And that's what I'm going to get to the bottom of. I don't believe it, not for a minute.
No one, yeah, but you still haven't explained that, see, and that's the thing.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
That doesn't explain anything, saying that you're a gay man and a gay journalist. All that tells me is that you don't believe what she's saying.
I'm telling you that as a gay... Hold on for a minute there, Sunshine. As a gay man...
I don't like being called Sunshine, okay?
As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I've walked the tough road of discrimination, so I recognize when someone is feeding me a lie. And I'm telling you, that woman is so full of you-know-what, her eyes are a dark milk chocolate brown.
877-876-PHIL. Here is Casey in Tennessee. Casey, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a comment on one of your callers, I think it was Doug, about his homosexuality and comparing himself to a female going through an abortion and or basically going through with a pregnancy.
Well, I'm not a caller, I'm a guest. I'm the guest.
He's still on the line, Casey.
Okay.
I'm the guest.
I don't understand how that has to do with anything. You don't have the hormone balance in your brain to understand what a female goes through with that. So therefore, if a female
that's ridiculous.
Hormone,
that's like saying human beings don't understand each other.
No,
of course we
it's
do.
Not. It's saying that.
I understand how many women do you know? How many women do you know have gone from being pro-choice to pro-life? How many? None. See? I don't know of any either. And that's why when I read this story, I knew there was something in the woodpile. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And because I'm gay, I recognize, I can smell, as they say in the business, I can smell it a mile away, and you know what I'm talking about. It's what falls out of a bull's rear end. And there's something about this story that stinks like the worst, you know, the worst garbage that you ever pulled to the street.
Okay, we get it.
That according to her tone and things of the sort, I don't understand why it has to do with anything sexuality. I mean, I had, basically 9 days ago, I had my first child with my wife.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
No,
you asked me about being gay, now you're telling me about being heterosexual. What's that got to do with it?
Because this man's had a child.
You don't have to
He's had a child.
Chemical makeup in your brain to understand what a female goes through. If a female sees a ultrasound of a baby, which I've seen, okay?
I have.
I don't have that attachment because that is not growing in me. I'm not capable of doing that. So therefore...
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you don't love your child? Do you love your child or do you not love your child? Of course you love your child. You don't have to carry that...
Yes.
Of course you do. You don't have to carry that child to be loving as a father.
But okay. What I'm saying is that if a female sees a ultrasound of a baby being killed with a heartbeat and it destroys her inside and she changes accordingly, that makes sense.
But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I saw an ultrasound once, and it wasn't all that impressive. It looked like a, it was gray and white, and it was a blob.
But
and
say, okay,
people make a big deal out of ultrasounds. No big deal. Somebody brought one in from work, and it was,
you know what?
It was a young lady.
You're male.
It was a young lady, and I said, so what?
Wait a minute. What? A girl brought an ultrasound in, and you did what?
One of our copy editors came in. She was pregnant. She brought in her ultrasound, and I looked at it, and I said, you know, why are you bothering us with this?
And, well, that's a hell of a thing to say to somebody.
But I was being, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I was being honest.
Okay, well, this is my point. Okay. Until my baby was born,
Do you use a dental device? I just want to know, do you use a dental device? Because it sounds like you're biting down on something.
It's just until I saw that baby's face in this physical world, I had no comprehension of what that is. I did not become a father until that happened. Whereas females become that according to, you know, as soon as they conceive.
There's plenty of women who are pro-choice. There's plenty of women that are pro-choice that have had children. What do you say about that? Yeah. See, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, okay, all right, fine. Doug, I think you made some very good points, sir. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-PHIL. Going to move on here to Allison. We have Allison on the line in Texas. Allison, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, please.
Hi there.
You understand what I mean about being gay?
No, I don't understand what you mean about being gay. Go ahead, Allison.
You keep talking about you're homosexual and you're a homosexual journalist. And you talk about
I'm a gay man
women...
and a gay journalist.
Yes.
I'm gay.
You talk about how women are browbeaten by our husbands to be pro-life, and that's the only reason a woman would be pro-life. Well, obviously you've never been married, because there's no way in most marriages that a woman can be browbeaten into being pro-life. I'm a pro-life woman. I live in Bryan, Texas. I pass the Planned Parenthood where Abby Johnson worked every single day.
You know her? You know Abby Johnson? I mean, I'm in my capacity right now, Allison, as a gay man, I'm a journalist right now. I'm going to ask you, do you know Abby Johnson? Do you know why is she?
I don't know her personally, but I pass that Planned Parenthood to get to A&M every day. That's the university I attend.
I'm going
to
ask you, Texas A&M, yes. Can I ask you a question? Is that Texas A&M? I didn't know that was down there. Have you ever had an abortion?
It's in Bryan College Station, yes.
Have you ever had an abortion?
Have I had an abortion? No, I'm pro-life.
Yes. Okay, see, so you don't know. You don't know.
What? Wait a minute. What do you mean she doesn't know?
She's never been in that position where it would be a relief to get rid of that kid. She's never been in that position.
Why don't you ask her, do you have children, Allison?
No, sir. I'm only 19, but,
Well, I can hardly, See, I'm a gay man.
I know you're a gay man and a gay journalist, man. How many times are you going to tell people that?
Exactly.
How about that? Look at the homophobes.
You have no way to understand what it's like to have a pregnancy.
Man,
at least I can understand that.
You've never been pregnant. No. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You're a woman. So we both have the same thinking. And you've never been pregnant, so you don't know either. And how do you know that
gay
if you
men
were pregnant?
Are the same as women? I don't understand.
I'm saying we're honest. We know how to sift through. We can sift through all of the all of that cow stuff, you know. And I would say to you this. You're a young woman who's never had an abortion. You've never had a kid. You've never been married. So what do you know about it? Nothing.
I work in a crisis pregnancy center. I talk to people. I'm a political science major.
Well,
like I plan
I
on going into pro-life activism.
I understand. I hardly think working in an animal hospital qualifies you for...
She didn't say an animal hospital. She's... Where did you say you worked? You worked in a...
She said she worked at a
crisis
veterinarian.
Pregnancy center? A crisis pregnancy center?
I misunderstood you. I just think that there's something wrong. She was a pro-life, pro-choicer, now she's pro-life. You don't think she's been threatened? Okay. Enough said.
No,
you and I
do
not. Gonna have
it's
to,
a
I think
ridiculous
she's been threatened.
Claim. You have no facts backing up that claim. And to say
women do you know have been pro-choice and go pro-life? I'll keep banging on that because you don't want to know that I'm gay. Because Mr. Henry doesn't want to know that I'm gay. Because there's some homophobia going on. And
you've known me a long time, and you know I'm not a homophobe.
Well, that's so you say.
All right, Allison, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. You keep talking about being gay, man. It's not about that. It's about what, you know, no woman goes from being pro-choice to pro-life. How do you know?
It don't happen, man.
Here is Ryan. Ryan in Boston. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Ryan, go ahead.
I'm 55 years old. I had my first son 5 years ago, and I was pro-choice. I was pro-choice my whole life. And when I saw that ultrasound, I saw that heart beating, and I saw those fingers. Everything changed. I became pro-life at that point.
You didn't have the kid. You didn't have the kid, though.
My wife had the kid. We had the kid together.
Exactly.
And 30 years ago, I had a girlfriend that got pregnant, and she got an abortion. So this girl's not, she's not full of it. She knows what she's talking about. When you see that ultrasound, that's a living being. Everything
in a minute, wait a minute. You're telling me that there are a lot of women out there. There are women out there that have had babies and are pro-choice. So that doesn't make any sense.
Survey on this? How do you know? Has anybody ever done a survey?
Yeah. Are you telling me there's not pro-choice mothers? Come on, man. Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
What's that got nothing to do with it? Why do you keep saying
that?
You sound stupid.
That's
got nothing to do with it.
It has everything to do with it, because if I said I was a straight man and a straight journalist, you'd know that I might as well be Anderson Cooper, although
that has your occupation has nothing to do with it. All I'm
My
saying,
occupation
when you see
as a gay
that
journalist?
Ultrasound, that's a living being. Everything changes.
You know
completely.
As well as I do, when you see that ultrasound, all you see is a blob that's pulsating.
No, I saw the heart beating.
Sure.
I saw his eyes. I saw his fingers.
How do you know it was the heart?
I saw his feet. I saw
How do you know it was the? How do you know it was the heart? Maybe it was some other part.
Maybe the doctor pointed it out to him.
Well,
it's clear
I find
as day.
That hard to believe.
If you look at an ultrasound, it's clear as day.
I think it's easy for a man to say. I'm talking about a woman being pro-choice, then becoming pro-life.
How do you know that? Have you asked anybody? Have you surveyed it? How do you know?
Yes, I have. There's plenty of pro-choice
women. Why
didn't
a woman change her mind? This woman here, she probably did an ultrasound and changed her mind.
No woman changes their mind after she uses an ultrasound, because you've got...
I think women are a lot smarter than you're giving them credit for.
No. I don't think women are any dumber than men. I think that women see... Look, you see a baby when you see that ultrasound. When she sees it, she sees sleepless nights, no life, having to get up at 3 a.m.
Oh, that's
not where are we
going to
get the money? Where are we going to get the money? How are we going to send it to school?
No, you
how
see
are we
love
feed it?
And you see
how
joy.
Look at you. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You're telling
me. You've got nothing to do with it. Why do you keep saying that?
Because it does. Because I've got my facts. So an ultrasound is like a really bad Jackson Pollock painting. Okay?
No, that's ultrasound,
not going to change anybody's
mind. Ultrasound
of the
is like a
All
movie.
Right.
You can see.
What do you mean?
A movie? A movie of what?
When they make the ultrasound, you can see the baby moving. You can
no, I know
see.
That,
it's
but
a
it's
a living creature. It's alive.
Yeah, a creature. Underline the word
creature. Well, a living being. I'm sorry, a living being.
Well, no, you said creature. You
well,
said
whatever.
Creature.
It's semantics.
Well, all right, well, whatever, man. I mean, the guy, his point is very well made. Thank you, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I have no idea what time it is because our clock isn't working here.
Well, look, I'm not interested in your clock. I'm interested in what time it is out on the street. And I'm telling you, for my money, the woman in Bryan, Texas, I think somebody has got something on her, and I'll go ahead and say it. I think someone's got pictures of her.
What does that mean, pictures of her?
I don't want to know. I hope they don't look anything like the... Well, I shouldn't say. I don't want to bring up Dr. Laura, but, you know, I'm just...
Oh, come on. You know, let's not bring up other personalities. If you want to talk about one person, fine, we can talk about one person. Let's go to Emily on the Phil Hendry Show in Wichita, Kansas. Doug Danger is with us, and he's basically saying no woman can possibly go from being pro-choice to pro-life. Somebody must have threatened or otherwise blackmailed this Abby Johnson of Bryan, Texas. Here is Emily on the Phil Hendry Show. Emily, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Emily.
Yeah. So, Doug, you think that women have to have the abuse of a male figure in their life in order to be pro-choice? Is that correct?
I believe so. Yeah, absolutely. I would.
Okay.
I think it goes without saying.
Okay. Well.
I don't think it's even debatable.
Well, real fast, I'd like to debate it with you if you don't mind. And by debate, I mean shh for just a second. I'm pro-choice.
Yeah, but see, that last guy told me that he doesn't believe a woman could be pro-choice and have babies. I know at least a half a dozen.
A woman could be pro-choice and have babies?
Yes.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about what that last guy said. I'm talking about you.
Well, that's what I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm
okay.
talking about.
Well, then we're talking about two different things. But
I'm
anyway,
a gay man and a
well, you let the caller say what she wants to say. The caller wants to address something to you.
Fine.
Well, Doug, I'd just like to say that in the matter of pro-choice versus pro-life, a woman does actually choose that. I mean, I'm pro-choice because I believe that a woman's body is her own decision and the baby growing inside of it is her own decision, of course, with the consent of the father or not, given the situation. However, I don't think you have the authority to tell anybody that they need to have it is impossible to do so without become pro-choice, without being touched or beaten or forced
pro-life.
Into it by a male figure in their life. Huh? Yeah,
no,
pro-life.
I didn't say that. I said a woman doesn't go from being pro-choice to pro-life without a husband standing there with a baseball bat.
Oh, come on.
You did say that a while ago, in between being interrupted with 1,000 times saying gay man, gay journalist, you did also say that
why do you have a problem with that? That's what I am.
I don't have a problem with it at all.
Are you a woman?
I am
a woman,
sir.
I'd like to say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I'm aware of that. And I've got a lot of gay friends, gay students, gay friends, gay newspaper editors, gay friends,
gay whatever.
Yeah,
that's what they all say. That's what they all say.
Because that's what you want them to believe they all say, sir. And
no.
I'm afraid that you've actually let your gayness become a crutch to you in your social life
now.
I think the only reason why
you got a lot of gay friends is so you can go and drink at their nightclubs.
Oh, well, you quit being so argumentative, man. You know,
that's why these straight women have gay friends, so they can go dance at the Parliament House or whatever gay
And actually, is. Sir, Doug?
Oh, God.
It's really very offensive, and I actually think you're quite sexist in saying that because I'm a straight woman that I have gay friends only to go out to their nightclubs. I actually have gay friends because they're important to me, and they're big factors in my life.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I speak the truth.
Hopefully someday you will let that become not your only factor of your life.
Exactly.
Hopefully someday you will evolve beyond just yelling about how you're gay. And I really hope you do, sir, because your life...
I know truth. You were yelling about all your gay friends. You were yelling about all your gay friends. Yes,
that's fine.
As a gay man,
I have gay friends.
I have what we've called, and you're going to laugh at this because straight people do, but gay eye is the ability to see through most of life's pretense.
Are you making up gay superpowers? You can't do that, sir. You can't just make up gay superpowers.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You have a lot of gay.
I have straight laser vision.
Who has the superpowers? You're the one with the imaginary gay friends.
Do you talk to your imaginary gay friends?
Do you talk to your imaginary gay friends?
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Do you talk to your imaginary straight friends in general? Do you have any friends?
Hey, I'm a guest on a radio show. When's the last time you were invited on a radio show to be a guest? Yeah, got it. Again.
Invited on a show, whatever.
Thank you very much, Emily. Very good call, too, Emily. I appreciate it. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL with Doug Danger on the world-famous Phil Henry Show about the pro-choice, now pro-life, Planned Parenthood director.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry Show.
With Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier on the story of Abby Johnson, the former Planned Parenthood director in Bryan, Texas, who decided she is a pro-life person now. She's not pro-choice after seeing an ultrasound. She turned in her resignation to Planned Parenthood there in Bryan, Texas. And let's go to Bobby in Alabama. Bobby, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I just wondered, when did repeatedly gay man... gay reporter represent womanhood and procreation and understand it all. I mean, I don't understand that.
As a gay man, I have a I've been through discrimination, so I know when someone is trying to.
But you are not of the normal. You are not of the normal.
If someone is, you're not of the normal either, by the sound of it. But let's not get personal. The guy just got personal with me. What are you talking about?
No, wait. Oh, no, hold on. The gentleman is asking, what do you know about the feelings of a woman?
I just got done telling you, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've seen discrimination, and with gay eye, you
so
can...
So how are you a woman and understand the
well,
normal
are you?
Way of
how
life?
Are you? How are you?
I'm just a man.
Okay, then you don't know either, do you?
Well, I understand. I'm
yeah.
not gay.
Looks like I got you. Looks like I scored that one from the corner at the buzzer.
No, I don't understand that.
Huh? You don't understand women. I understand women only because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm objective. You.
So how do you represent women?
I'm objectively looking at the situation, and I'm saying that women, there's no way they can go from pro-choice to pro-life without a man standing
no,
over
you're
them.
You're a man,
kind
woman.
Of a, some kind of a hammer or something. Hey, let me tell you what. What's your name, Bobby?
Yeah.
Come on out to California. Come on out to California, okay? We'll go eyeball
no,
to eyeball.
I live in
Alabama. Let's
find
out.
Country.
Let's find one. I'll go down there.
Phil Hendry.
He's gay.
Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com.